Luke 13. And now we come to the sport. We first start with boxing, and Joe flies the king's flag. Every year for 35 years, the universities of Great Britain stage a boxing tournament over 3 days, while higher education students who are registered with the boxing club can enter championships to compete for a title. King's Boxing Academy had one entrant in this tournament, 20-year-old Joe Keane, who is studying aeronautical science and engineering. Joe was the only entrant from that campus and the only hope for King's BA. Unfortunately, Joe lost on points to Michael Abibie. Now we come to football. Robins hoodwinked by bounce-back Bucks. A Miles James-inspired comeback saw Buckland Athletic turn a 2-goal deficit into a 4-3 win over Bridgwater United on Saturday. Promotion-chasing Bridgwater found themselves leading 2-0 at the interval thanks to goals from Jack Taylor and Jake Llewellyn, but a rip-roaring second half saw the home side flip fortunes through James to Jarrad Lewington and Josh Grant. The Bucks could not sit comfortably as Bridgwater substitute Josiah McHale halved the arrears in injury time, but it ultimately counted for nothing. Unbeaten rule ends. Tynmouth fell short of upsetting second-place Crediton United on Saturday as the High Flyers won 3-1 at Coombe Valley. Sean Eyre netted the team's equaliser during a positive period in the second half, but two late goals put an end to their three-game lead unbeaten run. Spurs crash back from cloud nine. A short-handed Newton Abbott Spurs were beaten 2-1 by Clumpton Rangers on Saturday. Sam Hancock's delivered Spurs only joy on a day which they were not very good, according to boss Mark Revel. Applin trebles eat super greens. Bobby Tracy picked up their first win since December on Saturday as they beat Torrington 4-1 at Millmarsh. Ollie Applin returned to the score sheet with a hat-trick, goals 14, 15 and 16 of the campaign, after Lewis Perring set the ball rolling for Bovey. Oliver Stevens delivered Torrington their only joy of the afternoon. We have a look at rugby now. Scoreline not reflective. Newton Abbott team manager Chris Toms said it was vital to look further than the 43-26 scoreline to get a true picture of the defeat at Crediton. In a pell-mell first 10 minutes, Newton Abbott took an early lead, only for Crediton to shoot 12-5 up. The tries kept coming at both ends for the rest of the half, which ended with Crediton 26-19 ahead. Crediton were not far enough ahead to feel comfortable at half-time, but three tries in the second half put the result beyond doubt. Two in the final 10 minutes were a blow to Newton Abbott. Newton Abbott had the last word with a fourth try that earned them a deserved bonus point. Charlie Dorr crossed for two tries. Sam Green got a third and there was a penalty try as well. The All Whites went into the game on the back of a win over Chard that pepped up hopes of starving off relegation. New Cross continued to build ahead of steam. New Cross made it 7 wins on the trot in Devon 2 North East by walloping Newton Abbott Spartans 67-0 in the derby clash at Rackerhays. The King Stainton side only scraped past Newton 2017 when the sides met first time round, but the rematch was a far easier affair for them. The four try bonus points were safely stashed before half time, and New Cross finished with 11 tries in total, 7 of which were converted by player coach Ryan Wotton. And Tynmouth get the hump as camels inflate scoreline. The 33-16 scoreline tells one story about this match, but those who were present at Tynmouth's defeat to Wadebridge Camels had an alternative, more positive view of proceedings. There's no doubt that Wadebridge are a class act in this league, and with 5 tried, they certainly deserve their victory, which keeps them in a chance of the league title, should Sidmouth or Crediton have a bad run. But the teens, short of several regulars due to injury, by no means overawed, and the margin of their defeat did not reflect the part they played in the match. Indeed, in most areas, Tynmouth acquitted themselves well, especially up front where the action was brutal. Let's have a look now at hockey, and Premier League chapter ends. Ashmore men's indoor team travelled up to London in January for the second and final weekend of the Super Sixes Premier League against the top teams in the country. Having acquitted themselves well in the opening weekend, including a memorable first win against High Flyers Surbiton. Going into the last day of the championships, Ashmore knew they needed a result in at least one of their final two matches. However, despite their best efforts, Ashmore were defeated after putting in a stirring performance, which ended the Premier League season for them. And finally, outdoor hockey, Derby wins Mark's return. The return of National League action of the outdoor kind proved to be a thrilling Devon Derby against Plymouth Marjon, won by Ashmore by the closest of margins. Ashmore were without Cullen Turner and Ben Andrew, and with other strikers not available, gave first league stars to Matt Pearce and 16-year-old debutant Tom Faulkner, who was rewarded with selection following his hard work in training. The match had everything that a local derby should, and with end-to-end action, a plethora of chances by both sides. Half-time, sides turned around and 0-0 despite chances for both. Ashmore started the second half determined to be the first team to score. On a counter-attack to the left, youngster Faulkner beat Plymouth skipper Mac Puttock to the ball and were unceremoniously found. From the resulting penalty corner, skipper Bishop made no mistake in burying his efforts to make it a 1-0 to Ashmore.